Business Sidekick.
Hello and welcome. I'm Justyna, live chat content writer, and you're listening to the 14th episode of Business Sidekick. In today's episode, I'm talking with Shona Moran, partner manager at Shopify, about how to prepare your online business for the holiday season. Although it might sound surprising for your customers, for your clients, holiday season starts very early. So if you're surprised that we're going to talk about Christmas in September, don't be. Did you know US retail industry generated over $3 trillion during the holidays in 2013? These holiday sales reflected about 20% of the retail industry's total sales, and the numbers are getting bigger each year. So you better listen to Shona telling you about the biggest challenges that online businesses will face during the holiday season if you don't want to miss a really great opportunity. Enjoy!
Business Sidekick!
Hello Shona, thanks for accepting my invitation. I'm really happy to have you in my podcast.
Thanks Justyna, it's absolutely great to be a part of this. I'm really looking forward to our discussion today.
Can you please tell me a bit about yourself? What do you do and why you like e-commerce so much?
Absolutely. In July 2015, I started as a guru for Shopify. So our gurus are our support, really. So I work remotely in Ireland. So I had the opportunity to help merchants from all over the world. It was absolutely fantastic. So now I've moved on to our partnerships team. So I look after our partners in Europe, Middle East and Africa. So our partners would be anybody that's referring clients on to Shopify. So we could have web developers, designers, marketers, photographers, app developers and team developers. So I get to work closely with them and help them grow their business through the Shopify partner program.
Oh, nice. So it seems like you're the right person to talk about today's topic, which is how to prepare your online store for holiday season. Yeah, the funny thing is that it's barely autumn, right? But the retailers, the countdown to Christmas is already underway, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have a look at last year in Google Trends, people actually started searching for Christmas gift ideas in the beginning of August. So people are very organized these days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. So if you do have an online store or an online business, now is really the time to start getting prepared.
All right. So what are the most important reasons why online retailers fail to prepare the businesses for the holiday demand? I believe that the first thing would be they have no idea that it starts in August, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a few different things that an online retailer can do to prepare for the holiday season. Really, I suppose it's looking at the business that they have and the holidays that are applicable to them. So the countries that they ship to, the countries that they have consumers in. So really just familiarizing yourself with those holidays that are coming up and choosing the ones that suit you best and your business best. Then there's a lot of different steps that online retailers can take at the moment. Although we're only in September, they really should start looking at the different return policies and additional payment options that they have on their online store. So a lot of retailers online will be more liberal and extend return policies and exchange policies. They may also offer additional payment gateways, and they may also offer free shipping. So that's maybe something to look at as well to stand out from the competition. Mm-hmm. You know, on the Shopify platform, you can create a free shipping that will allow you to offer free shipping to your customers once it's over a certain order value. So you're enticing the customer to buy more online, but you're also being very nice and giving them free shipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very interesting. And I was supposed to ask you how to market yourself among the competitors. And I think that free shipping, it's a great idea, right? Are there any additional ways that we can stand out from the competitors?
You know, there's different things that you can do, of course, but really I suppose it's just your brand strategy and really defining how the customers see your business and your product. So what's your unique selling point in getting that through on all aspects of your content that you're working around on the holiday season? You know, maybe you know, giving certain discounts over the holiday season, and even personalizing the consumer experience. So I know some merchants on Shopify, on the platform, they include different things like a personal note within some of their deliveries, you know, just to really personalize the whole experience for the customer. But absolutely, in terms of the content, you know, within Shopify as well, you can add different sales channels. So, you know, setting up your products on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest, and really standing out across all platforms rather than just a website. We have a great blog post on the essential Shopify store launch checklist. So everything that you should do to prepare your store, such as testing your payment gateways, you know, testing your domain, adding all available sales channels, reviewing your email notifications, optimizing all your images. And definitely one thing that I would really recommend to e-commerce retailers is to check out your online store on mobile devices. Last year, it was, you know, the majority of sales through the holiday season has been on smartphones, mobile devices. So just to ensure that you're optimizing your website for smaller screens as well. It's something that's included within Shopify, but just to make sure that everything is mobile compatible, because that's the that is the device of choice for online consumers over the holiday period.
Yeah, because people sometimes think that customers are browsing the internet, you know, in the comfortable room, sitting in front of laptop, and, you know, people are buying all the time, right?
Absolutely. People are busy, you know, and it could be just, you know, they're looking at their Christmas shopping over, you know, on the train on the way to work. And maybe even something to consider, you know, adding to your online store is a wish list. You know, as we mentioned earlier, people are researching into their Christmas and their holiday shopping, you know, as soon as August. So if you have a wish list on your site, it will allow online consumers to add products that they'd be interested in, and then they can go back to that as well. So that's another consideration maybe to take into account.
Holiday season is not only about, you know, Christmas, but it's also about Black Friday, and it's also a great opportunity, right?
Oh, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, they're absolutely huge. It's our busiest time here at Shopify. You know, it's a huge opportunity for our merchants to, you know, make the majority of their revenue.
The majority, you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely huge. So there's a lot that online retailers can do to prepare and start preparing now. You know, look into the competition, start researching, you know, have a look at the products that you have and what kind of sales that you're going to have. And then definitely have a look, you know, you're going to have to do some marketing around that, whether it be email campaigns, pay-per-click, social media. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can market the sales that you're going to have on Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So it's about choosing the right way to market that and what best suits your business. What we have on the Shopify platform is the functionality to provide carrier calculated shipping. So what that is, it's real-time estimated shipping costs from couriers. So it plugs directly into your Shopify admin, and then it provides real-time rates for online consumers. So if they do need something overnight, next day, you can offer that to them, and the prices are going to be accurate, so you're not going to lose any money and you don't have to worry about that. So something like that could definitely work around that Black Friday, Cyber Monday, as it's so busy. So as a merchant on an online retailer, it might end up saving you money, and also just to ensure that your pricing for shipping is 100% accurate as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if any of your partners are hiring more people to work during that time?
It is, absolutely. They definitely are. Even just to have staff to help with the online sales and the shipping of the online sales. I mean, it's a lot of work. So, and it's a lot of monitoring and shipping out goods and packing goods. So yeah, absolutely, a lot of people do that for the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of industry reports out there as well. If it's your first year online for this season, it will be hard to decide how many staff members that you need. If you've been online for a couple of years, you know, comparing it to previous years will also help. But then this year is predicted to be, you know, so much more of an increase. So it is hard to say most definitely how many you'll need. Definitely, if you can get the help of friends and family, that's always, helpful to gather everybody to help ship out all those goods. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, don't underestimate, how busy you will be as well, because, you know, it's a lot, it's huge. And this year is predicted to be bigger than ever.
Oh, wow. Yes, that's a very good, summary. All right. Thank you very much for this interview. It was a real pleasure.
Absolutely, Justina. Thank you so much. And to everyone listening, I'm wishing you all the best on your online business through the holiday season and Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Let's sum it up.
Holiday season in e-commerce means very intense competition, so you don't want to and definitely cannot afford to frustrate your shoppers. Your first check is to make sure that your website loads quickly and it doesn't crash. Also, make sure that it looks good on mobiles, as 30% of online customers browse the internet on their mobile phones. Without the responsive design, you will miss the opportunity to make more sales. Consider the early introduction of Christmas promotions and special offers, and remember about the deadline, December 25th. You have to keep your customer service level very high all the time and make sure that you don't run out of stock, that you're able to ship your products quickly and you're able to deal with the returns. It's also a common strategy to offer premium shipping with the guarantee that presents will be delivered on time. It's definitely worth considering, as many people will be willing to pay more to avoid the stress that a gift won't make it before Christmas.
Business Sidekick.
That's it for today. Thanks a lot for listening. If you like Business Sidekick, show me some affection and rate my show on iTunes. I will also appreciate if you share it with your audience. And since the holiday season has already started, let me wish you merry marketing campaigns and happy sales time. Cheers.
This podcast was brought to you by Lifetime.